This morning, we have some guests joining us here on our program. We're going to talk about a program that's coming up specially for the holiday season, featuring local talent, and it will benefit a cause. We have some folks from the CAM School District that are helping to present this musical performance coming up on December 22nd. Dominic Giegrich, the high school principal at the CAM Schools, is with us this morning, along with some other friends, and we'll introduce them in just a minute. But Dominic, can you kind of lay the groundwork here? What are we doing on December 22nd?
On December 22nd, we are going to showcase some local talent from the Oneida area in a holiday concert to benefit raising money for research for curing and finding treatment for Rett syndrome. Cam has a young lady that is a fourth grader. Cam has a young lady that's a fourth grader currently, Kate Kaufman, and it is to benefit the research, and as well as a young lady from the Harlan District, Gracie, and her family. And the idea is to provide everyone with fabulous music and to raise some money for Rett syndrome research and awareness.
Yeah, I know this cause is close to you. You've done some things for this before.
Yes, in 2014, I ran the Boston Marathon. We set out for a goal of raising just over $8,000, and the community came together and rose $14,000. Through events like this, we are happy to provide something different. We did not have a musical event, so that's kind of where the talents lie right now.
Yeah, very good. Well, it's nice to see that the community was supportive in the past, and we'll see if they're very supportive again come up on December 22nd. I'm sure they'll turn out because you're giving them a very good reason. Now, one of our other guests here this morning, Andreas Cassano-Moyeja, is with us this morning. Good morning, and what is your involvement? Are you pretty excited about this?
Yeah, absolutely. This Christmas concert is one of the is one events we want to do for fundraising money and awareness to help Rett girls and of course in our area. For looking for a cure.
Yeah.
This disease.
Now, and you are one of the featured performers for this concert as well. You're pretty excited about this.
Yes, of course, because this concert will be very special and very touching for different reasons. Christmas is this coming season is very sensitive in any part of the world, and people are more alert to the needs of other people. So we want to people can to develop this beautiful sense. So in this concert will be a miscellany of different collaborations, students and teachers from CAM School District, residents from our community and neighboring communities. The program is not totally set up, but we can say in advance that many people are going to take part as a singers and or performers. We will be able to listen the Nutcracker, the Mixes Ensemble from CAM High School, maybe the vocal ensemble from middle school. And many things and surprise,
sure.
Maybe.
You've got a lot of folks that are stepping in to be a part of this program. Now, your specialty is on the piano. You enjoy performing?
Absolutely. It's my lifestyle. I express when the words fail, and music speaks. So it's the way I can express many things. And the people involved in this event can do it at the same,
yeah. Okay. Very good. Well, I want to get Mariah in here, too. Mariah Murphy is with us. And Mariah, you're going to be helping coordinate and perform. What all do you have planned?
I believe my cousin Maddie Lund and I will be singing a song from The Sound of Music, and then I will be doing a solo accompanied with Mr. Cassano from The Sound of Music. And I'm also part of the mixed ensemble. We'll be singing a couple different songs, I believe.
Sure.
But
looking forward to this, then, I assume. Why is this important to you?
I've known Kate ever since I've been in school. She's been in school. All our fundraisers, the basketball games we've held for her, and all the other fundraisers that I've been a part of. And it just means a lot to me to give to people during the Christmas season.
Okay, well, it's a great opportunity to do that. Has it surprised you at all the way the CAM School District over time has been supportive of something that they may not have known a lot about before this?
It doesn't surprise me at all. We come from a great community where everybody wants to help no matter what. Everybody is always excited to get their hands on and help the school district, from middle schoolers to elementary kids to right up onto the high school.
Absolutely. Well, of course, you grew up in this district. You grew up around here. You knew what the people were like. Are you surprised at the way other people have jumped in? You've got Mr. Moyeha here, who is really anxious to get involved in this and wanting to be a part of all this.
Everybody was really supportive with the Sound of Music, and I love how Mr. Cassano has really brought our community together with music. It really, we've always revolved around sports quite a bit, and to have the community jump at this chance to be musically involved, it means a lot to us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, very good. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. Now, Andres, I want to bring you back in here a little bit, too. In the beginning, we talked a little bit with Dominic Giegrich, and he talked about something that he had done in the past, too, helping to raise money. Was part of that was being involved in the Boston Marathon, and that hits home for you, too.
Yeah, after 3 years of the successful birth, Team Kate keeps going, so Mr. Giegrich ran Boston Marathon. The next year, I have the same opportunity to run for this team for Kate. Okay.
Have you run the Boston Marathon before?
No. this school year is my first. It's the first time I'm here in the United States. So for me, every step is new. Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Well, I think everybody's having a lot of fun with this right now. Have you done any rehearsals or anything at all yet? What kind of preparation and planning have you done with the students to get ready for the concert?
Yeah, after the musical, the Sound of Music, it was a successful event. We keep going in different musical projects. And of course, this week we started to do different rehearsals in middle school and today in high school, this morning, the early morning. The kids are very excited about the next events. And I want to say thank you to Mrs. Nichols, the vocal teacher, yeah, because she is always with the best attitude in every event we are involved.
Yeah. Absolutely. How are you enjoying your stay here in the United States so far this school year?
Yeah, my family and me, from the very beginning, we felt this amazing and friendly welcome. And we're very happy here in the United States, yeah,
very
of
good.
Course.
Very good. Well, and I'm sure folks will enjoy your portion of the presentation coming up on December 22nd. Dominic, when it comes to doing something like that and putting it all together, it sounds like that night when people show up, it's going to sound like it's been just put together forever, that they've been rehearsing and practicing, whatever else. But at this particular time, it sounds like you've got a lot of people who are really willing to do this and work hard, because it's something that kind of came together real quickly.
It came together rather fast, but we are relying on the pieces from the Sound of Music, which have been rehearsed and practiced, and we can jump on and refresh with those. We also are doing some of the songs from current upcoming concerts, but we also have some the Smith sisters from Anita, who are very able to rehearse and plan, and they are practicing on their own. So we are planning some a rehearsal that week right before. But Mr. Cassano is coming up with a program that is fitting those in. Also, some piano duets with Mrs. Nichols that they were practicing this morning. So it's going to be a whirlwind, but I believe we're going to have a very quality program that's also going to be a message of awareness of Rett syndrome and what's going on, what's happened in the last 3 years, where did the money that was raised 3 years ago, what has it been doing, and the uniqueness of the structure in how they can get that money from fundraising to treatment and trials and research very, very quickly.
Sure. Well, and with this event being held at St. Paul's Lutheran mm-hmm. Church in Atlantic, it's not just the CAM School District.
Right.
You're appealing to anyone around the area who would like to participate.
Yes, we're reaching out. Our intention is to hold another concert sometime in February, late February, that we will reach out to even more talent in all the surrounding areas. But this one just kind of came about because of the season and the fact that we have some people willing to participate with some very, very high quality music and to get Mr. Cassano's fundraising for his trip to Boston going. And he is, whereas I am just a guy that ran the Boston Marathon, he is a quality runner. He ran the Des Moines Half Marathon with us. And out of 4,300 runners, he placed 107th. So he is not just, he could most likely qualify for the Boston Marathon. So it's something that he does well as his musical gifts.
Excellent. Very good. And we should probably explain. He is here in the CAM community because of an opportunity that's been given through his wife's work here as a teacher.
Yes, the CAM district, our Spanish teacher is taken a teacher leadership position in the district, and we looked for a teacher in the States and did not come up with a Spanish teacher. And the state of Iowa has a program that brings cultural exchange in and brings Spanish teachers from Spain with 2 years experience teaching Spanish to your community. And she just so happened to bring her entire family. And from the first interview, it was a match just because of things I had heard about Andreas and his desire to help causes such as raising money for Rett syndrome and just a lot of different things. They've been welcomed into the community and has been an amazing asset for the community.
Excellent. December 22nd, 7 p.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Free will offering is what you're asking at the door, right?
Free will offering. You know, we're raising money. We'll let you know. The association that Andreas is going to be running for is the Rett Syndrome Association of Massachusetts. It is tax deductible, so checks can be made out and tracked, and you can take them off your taxes next year. So, whatever your heart feels, and if you just want to come in and listen to some good music too, that would be great.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Dominic. Appreciate that very much. And Andreas, Mariah, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And wish you the best. Good luck with the fundraising and have fun with that evening.